Okay, say, Lord Jesus, thank you that I have eyes that see. I have ears that hear. And my heart does perceive what you're saying to me. Amen? Anybody know why I would be picking on the mothers today? Yeah, I know. Well, I want you to go to Exodus chapter 2, verse 3, just one verse. Exodus chapter 2, verse 3. The mother of Moses, when she could hide him no longer, she got out a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the banks of the Nile. What kind of courage does it take to put your child that you have taken care of and fed probably several months and then obey the promptings of the Lord? When you're under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you can do almost anything. It's afterwards. Mm-hmm. Then the soul kicks in. What did you do? Why couldn't you hold on? You could have moved out of town. You might have got killed, etc., etc. The mother of Samuel, Isaiah, 1 Samuel 2:19. 1 Samuel 2:19. Each year, his mother made him a little robe and took it to him when she went up with her husband to offer the annual sacrifice. I had an aunt, Roman Catholic nun. Made me a priestly outfit. And I used it. Because when my cousins came over, we played church. When we went to their house, we played school. But at my house, we played church. Why? Was there something in me? Yes. Did I understand it? No. Absolutely not. Are you ready? 2 Samuel 21:9. Rizpah's love for her son. He handed them over to the Gibeonites, who killed and exposed them on a hill before the Lord. All seven of them fell together. They were put to death during the first days of the harvest, just as the barley harvest was beginning. Verse 10, Rizpah's daughter of Ai took sackcloth and spread it out for herself on a rock. From the beginning of the harvest till the rain poured down from the heavens on the bodies, she did not let the birds of the air touch them by day or the wild animals by night. What kind of dedication does it take to carry out that commission? What kind of a mother, even after this type of tragedy, did not give up? 1 Kings 3:26. 1 Kings 3:26. The mother of Solomon's time, the woman whose son was alive, was filled with compassion for her son and said to the king, "Please, my lord, give her the living baby. Don't kill him." But the other said, "Neither I nor you shall have him. Cut him in two." Solomon's ability to see the heart of this real mother. But he had to have the question coming from the spirit of wisdom to expose the darkness in the one who had a very bitter heart. 2 Kings 4:20. 2 Kings 4, verse 20. After the servant had lifted him up and carried him to his mother, the boy sat on her lap until noon, and then he died. You know, that's another example of a mother with faith. Literally, running to the prophet and not saying that there was a problem, just that he needed to come. Sometimes there were no words coming out of a mother or a father. But the heart of the Lord is seen. The compassionate heart of a mom will carry her to the next level and sometimes not focus on the intent of the problem, but literally looking for an answer from God. And he sees and he accommodates her with resurrection. Matthew 15:22. Matthew 15:22. A Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from a demon possession." Yeah. She's coming from a foreign country. She's asking a rabbi. Begging. Because she heard he was a deliverer. She knew that there was a negative spirit operating through her daughter. And she didn't care what price she'd had to pay. But literally did what only her heart told her to do. And obviously, you know, the very moment that she didn't give in, even to the insults and the response from the Lord. You know, hey, do we give the food of the children, the children's bread? Do we give that to the dogs? That was part of what she had to swallow her pride and say, yeah, and they get the crumbs. And even if I am a dog. And he said, for your faith, your daughter's free. And you can check it out. But then, in John 19:25. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister Mary, and the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. You see, the heart of that mother was intense. But then the words came. Verse 26, when Jesus saw his mother there and the disciples whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to his disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, his disciples took her into his home. You know, she had other children, which we could point out, daughters, sons, but the one who chose her new home was the firstborn. And it doesn't say she moved out. It does say she went into that upper room. And she waited. And waited. And I'm sure she got an earful. You got to remember, she wasn't with him for 3.5 years in that public ministry. She might have been in and out of circumstances in her home, her family, her children, her grandchildren. She may not have had the fullness of what he became. But John was. And he knew. And I'm sure they talked an earful. I'm absolutely convinced that Jesus wanted her to be one of the first to receive his spirit. His spirit. You see, there was something in her that obeyed, and that was her spirit. But the greater spirit was the one she carried. And this morning, as I was pondering that, and I said, Lord, what do you want me to talk about? He said, I want you to see the mother I had was an example to many other mothers not to give up. And sometimes you have to change your way of thinking because of things you go through, hardships that you end up in that you don't understand. And you'd like to flip somebody over to teach him a lesson. You see, I believe Mary, when she moved in with John, I don't think they went to bed that night. I think they probably talked to each other and compared notes. How could he let himself die? And certainly she would have a memory of someday your heart is going to be pierced. There just happened to be a prophetic word she had received 30 years before, or 33 years before. There are times that things have happened here and in other areas of my life that a word of knowledge that had not been spoken for many, many years would come back alive, and God would use somebody that knows nothing to confirm that word. And that happened last Sunday. Somebody had a word for me that I hadn't heard for probably a little over 30 years. But it was confirmed solid from somebody who knows nothing about what God spoke to my heart through people, instruments that God has put in my life for many different seasons and reasons. So what I want you to do right now is I just want you to close your Bible. And I want you to kind of focus on the reality that there were hidden parts of each of us that gets refreshed when someone has a word that awakens the truth that was spoken to us, sometimes many years before. So if you'll close your eyes and put your right hand over your heart, say, Holy Spirit,
I'm looking forward
to have confirming words
of your direction
for my life.
I don't want a short circuit.
Your perfect plan. For who I am in Christ. Because I'm a part of the body. The body of Christ. I want to serve. And be obedient. To the giftings. And the callings. That are in me. And like Jesus. Giving direction to Mary. And she obeyed. Then they went into the upper room.
And waited.
And they waited.
Day.
after day,
week after week,
until the 50 days were done. Then the Holy Ghost came. On the day appointed. Am I ready? To see what God's prepared. And to expose the darkness today. That would try to steal. Or distort. My destiny. I will have. Everything God has prepared. For eternity. Because I'm an eternal spirit. Living in an earth suit. For the glory of my God. And let everyone. Taste. Of the goodness of His love. That He's poured into me. And let me today. Appreciate my mom. And what she deposited. And what she also received. From her mother. Going back. Many generations. Pouring into us.
Pouring into us.
The eternal love of God. For His glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And I praise you. I will reach my destiny. I'm prophesying now. This body can be laid to rest. But my spirit. Will go on.
And on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And amen.